This is JIS News. Coming up, Senate passes Income Tax Act. NWC spends $100 million to truck water at Jamaica Film Festival to attract major industry players. Details after the break.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jampro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
Now the news. The Senate on Friday, July 3, passed the Income Tax Amendment Act 2015, which will facilitate an increase in the personal income tax threshold from $557,232 to $592,800 per annum. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding, who led the debate on the bill in the upper house, said the provision will make the first $592,800 of each Jamaican's annual income tax free. The increase will come into effect on January 1, 2016.
The government is committed to lowering income tax rates. We are on the right path. This tax bill is a manifestation of that.
Senator Mark Golding. The minister notes that when this latest proposed adjustment comes into effect, it will translate into a cumulative increase of $85,488 in tax-free income facilitated over the past 2 years. The National Water Commission, NWC, has spent over $100 million since the start of the year to truck water to communities across the island adversely affected by the persistent drought. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change has also made $30 million available to all members of Parliament for the trucking of water. Portfolio Minister Robert Pickersgill says the trucking of water is among a number of short, medium and long-term measures implemented by the NWC to deal with the current dry spell.
In terms of the rapid response units, we have allocated $5 million Jamaican dollars to carry out minor repairs to some of the trucks to truck water. We have also identified additional loading bays for the trucks. We have about 26 such loading bays.
Water Minister Robert Pickersgill. More than 70 nurses have completed training in specialized healthcare areas through the Ministry of Health's In-Service Education Unit. The program, which lasted about 9 months, provided training in the theoretical and practical aspects of neonatology, nephrology, psychiatric nursing, and nursing administration. Speaking at the graduation ceremony in Kingston recently, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson commended the graduates for their role in contributing to the advancement of universal access to health. He says the areas of focus will greatly reduce the burden on the health system in tackling non-communicable diseases, NCDs.
Through your areas of specialization, you have strategically positioned yourselves to significantly propel us on the continuum. This priority area includes the comprehensive and integrated management of NCDs and injuries, which will increasingly demand the services of all our specialist nurses represented here today.
The training was funded by the Ministry of Health, the European Union, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. And some of the leading practitioners and executives in international film and media will be on the island for the inaugural staging of the Jamaica Film Festival, which gets underway on Tuesday, July 7. The 5-day event, to be held in Kingston under the theme Where Art Meets Business, will feature 14 capacity-building workshops and the screening of 43 films. Film Commissioner and Manager of Creative Industries at Jamaica Promotions Corporation, Jampro, Carol Beckford, says local filmmakers will benefit from technical advice and support through the workshops that will be led by experts in the creative industries. Among the participants are actors Tony Lee Williams, Stephen Bishop, and Basil Wallace, Executive Vice President Fox Group Nicole Bernard, and Creative Executive at Fox Film Entertainment Gina Reyes.
We're having two writing workshops, one of which will be offered by Jeff Riddick from the Final Destination series, and he'll be accompanied by Basil Wallace. Then there's a Directors and Writers Initiative, which is offered by the Fox Group, and they'll be presented by Nicole Bernard and Gina Reyes.
Ms. Beckford was speaking at a recent JIS Think Tank session. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.